Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Snoogans. Did you see that shit, man? I know they were just kids, but we kicked their fucking pubis asses.
Are you protesters?
You mean those dickheads with the signs and pictures of dead babies? Shit, no. Me and Silent Bob are pro-choice. Woman's body's her own fucking business.
And from the Lambda Moo team, Dudley Dawson.
Booger. Booger.
You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds!
Dave's been itching for it. Woody can't stand it.
If I can wait, why can't you wait?
And Spider will do anything for it.
Spider! Stop him!
There comes a time when nothing seems more important than losing it.
What happened to him should happen to you. Eric Brown, the luckiest kid on the block. Your own fantasies come to life in Private Lessons.
My Tutor. It's the best reason yet to become teacher's pet.
There's no time like the first time. Mischief.
There's a time for playing it safe, and a time for risky business.
The Last American Virgin, featuring songs by Blondie, The Cars, Devo, Journey, The Police, REO Speedwagon, Tommy Two Tone, and more. The Last American Virgin. See it or be it.
Yeah!
Is it a romance?
This was very wrong.
Is it a tragedy?
Excuse me. May I sit down?
Yeah. Is it a comedy?
Yes, but not the type that you're used to.
Eating Raul.
We'd like to show you more of the locker room, but this kind of physical education just isn't taught. We can't show you more of the shower scene, because what they're looking at isn't watered down.
They want us to look, they want us to look.
Porky. You too will be back for a second look.
Okay, I'm ready.
Nerds!
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is episode 7 of season 2. My name is Tim Andrews. Hello. There's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Stephanie Swain.
Hello.
Joined this week by special guest Ira Malkin.
Ira.
Fucking Ira.
One of the founding members.
Hashtag fucking Ira.
Yep. Hashtag fucking Ira, man. He's always here. Yes. Welcome back. Ira, what have you been up to?
Nothing, man, but I wanted to thank you guys for the lovely tributes that I heard and
become tributes.
The tributes that
to see tributes.
Uh-huh. That's only Jeff that's been doing those.
I was cracking up. I mean, I was listening to, I think it was the first episode I did after, or I the first episode I did not do.
Uh-huh.
And you were imitating me.
Oh, I did. I don't remember that.
I was dying.
Get my Diet Coke here.
He was doing the thing and the thing. And
that doesn't have a lid on it, Tim.
Well, that's why it's on the floor. Silly. I know how to do things. I've spilled enough drinks on audio equipment, gotten in trouble through over the years. So what's today? Today's Monday, February 13th. Happy Galentine's Day, Steph. Did you and your gals go out and do any gal shit today?
No waffles.
Valentine's
Day. Oh, wait. Is that, that's a thing?
Yeah, it is a thing. Galentine's Day.
I didn't know about that.
I don't have any gals.
You don't have gal pals?
No.
What about the bitches you work with?
No, that's just what they are. They're the bitches I work with.
Yeah. But you don't have, like, chick friends? We've got some beeping going on here?
No, I hang out with dogs.
I don't hear anything.
Okay. Maybe it's in my head.
Hang out with dogs, something. And I see you guys once a week.
So you're still hanging out with some dogs. Yeah.
I got my first dog bite this weekend.
You did?
After 2 years.
Oh, shit.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt. Little fucker. It got me right on the ankle.
Do they start giving you the rabies shots?
I'm not going to get them. I'm just going to develop the rabies.
Hope for the best.
Yeah. I want this whole Cujo thing. I want to see how it plays out.
Right.
I just, you know.
God, don't come here all rabied out.
Foaming.
I want to do the whole 28 days later thing with you guys.
Can of foaming goo. And a can of foaming goo.
If you see me out in my car in the parking lot and Steph's on the hood of my car with white drips splattering all over the place.
That ain't the only shit. Anyway, go down that road again this week. Should we? I think we should probably keep it clean, keep it R-rated at least.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Sorry, I started out with fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira.
You take it that way.
I know I do.
That was you.
You take it like you fucking deserve
Nobody even knows about this crazy shit.
I know a lot. I was trying to tell Caitlin about it. She's like, I don't want to know. Telling her about the Joyce DeWitt thing. She's like, did you start that? No.
No.
Alexa, she thinks you started
it. I hope you didn't tell her I did it.
No, no, no. I had to explain that it was in the early days of the internet. She goes, only you would know this shit.
She's right about that.
She's right. I think that people should know about it. I'm not the only one. I think people out there ought to know that there was a website about Joyce DeWitt with people doing nasty things. Iris face. You can't see it, but it's... Ugh.
Nasty things to ourselves.
A lot of people don't want to know. Like I thought my coworker would want to know. She didn't.
No, people at Mary Todd didn't want to know about it. I mean, there were some inquisitive people there, but I mean, shit, that's where the whole boy pussy came from.
Boy pussy.
who would have thought that Joyce DeWitt was held in such high regard? I mean,
I never thought she was hot.
That's
the whole point.
Yeah.
If you can do it. Joyce DeWitt, then you deserve to get on the internet.
Yeah, stroking to Suzanne Summers. That's easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's move on from this.
Pamela Barnes. Was that her name, Pamela Barnes? Yeah, she was the ugliest one. She's not ugly. I mean, she was definitely pretty, but
she was attractive.
But no, she was too adult.
Yeah.
This is what the radios like to talk about.
They don't.
This is the bimbo episode anyway, as you're going to find out when we get to 80 Labyrinth.
Right.
Anybody watch the Grammys last night?
Me, I did.
The Adele show.
The what?
The Adele show.
Yeah.
She
looked great. She's dressed as a pool table.
She did a few wardrobe changes.
She looked like a pool table.
She's a beautiful woman, though. Come on now. You can't take that away from
her. Isn't there a line from...
Yeah, that dress had pockets. You look like a pool table.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, all right.
Watch my sandwich.
Adele had me in my feels. I was like holding my dog crying during that George Michael shit.
I think, Stephanie, you were the only one on this panel that pays attention to modern music.
Yeah.
I really do. You know, modern music in so much as, you know, contemporary pop culture music or pop music.
Honestly, it's more about the people.
Yeah.
Not so much as their music. Like, nobody I ever like wins these kind of things. Like,
true.
Anybody that was nominated.
Chance the Rapper winning?
I despise Chance the Rapper. See, I don't understand him. He makes no sense.
But you
to
have
me.
A reason to not like Chance the Rapper.
Not a fan.
And you know who he is.
Yeah.
And you know,
but you're a
I don't know anything
chick,
about him.
So yeah, I am. And I don't get the whole Super Mario Kart shit where he's always got this damn, like he's in Mario Kart and the hat. His music is ridiculous.
No,
he's always got this fucking choir behind him. I don't know what's going on. Uh-huh. And anybody I know that's really into hip hop or rap music, they don't get it either. I don't know why he's so popular. It doesn't make any sense, but
you
whatever.
You refuse to eat Kit Kats now because of him?
I'm just not a fan.
He seems like a handsome dude, talented perhaps.
I don't care. I'm not a fan of his. But either way, people that I liked, Anderson .Paak, didn't win anything.
Being that plugged in, are you upset that Adele won so many Grammys and Beyonce got shafted?
Not at all. And as a matter of fact, let me just go ahead and say, you know, last week I was all Lady Gaga, blah, 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 and Beyonce would never have. Let me flip it. Beyonce, ridiculous. Enough with this fucking pregnancy shit. She's enough of this.
Did her
this.
Dress have a hole in it so you could see her gut?
She had like this whole 3D imaging thing going on behind her she had filmed it prior. And she's the only person who's ever had a baby.
I know.
And she's the Madonna or something.
Everybody's so proud of shit that just
people have been doing that for trillions of years.
Which only fuels the rumors even more that she really is not the mother of that first one, because people have long said that that's from a surrogate.
Uh-huh.
Blue Ivy, one, because it looks nothing like her. It's like it came straight out of Jay-Z's butthole. It looks nothing like Beyonce.
Yeah.
And like, you never really saw her pregnant. There was like that one time when she flashed the bump, but people always said that it was fake. So I don't know. It kind of even makes it even more like this is the first time she's really been pregnant. That's why she's so all about it or whatever. But,
oh, but it was anyway, so it was ridiculous. Man.
Yes, it was very pretentious, very stupid.
I mean, it was well done. Like, it looked cool. You know, the production was cool.
But who cares?
But it was fucking pretentious.
Looking back on our childhoods, I don't remember, you know, thinking when I was a teenager, God, I gotta get home and watch the Grammys. Because usually it was artists that were past their prime by the time we were into music anyway. So 1985, you know, the people winning Grammys.
Megadeth won.
When? In the 90s, right. Way late in the 90s.
Last night.
And they did?
Yeah, they won a Grammy.
Name a Megadeth song.
I can't.
Good. All right. I named a Megadeth song released after 1990.
You did?
No, name one.
After 90?
Yeah, you know, gives a shit. Dave Mustaine, good guy, I guess. Don't care. Patton Oswalt won a Grammy, so good
for
him.
Yeah, that was good for him.
Comedy record.
William Bell from Atlanta.
Huh?
The guy that came out with Gary Clark. Oh, you didn't watch it?
No, I didn't watch it. Yeah. I know that Sturgill Simpson won a Grammy, but they didn't even have him on the fucking show.
Yes, they did. Yeah, he performed.
He did?
Yeah. With Sharon.
With Sharon Jones's band.
He killed it.
All right, great,
it was
great,
beautiful.
Great. All right, so here's the other thing. Not one country radio station in America is playing him.
Well, that's because he's good.
Okay.
And he's real.
Florida,
and he's
Georgia
not
line.
And he's not Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood.
Right.
And he's not, you
Carrie
know what
Underwood's
I mean?
Talented.
I mean, she is, but it's the same shit.
Go
I
ahead,
mean,
Ira.
But
go ahead.
It's
yeah.
like 80s.
Well, the Keith Urban Carrie Underwood thing last night.
Yeah. Any good?
I mean, it was
no, but it wasn't country. It was a pop, yeah. You know, yeah, it was like yeah. a techno beat thing and yeah. I'm saying, what is this?
It's awful.
Yeah.
This isn't any, you know, hint of country whatsoever.
No.
But, and that's what I was going to say, though, is I talked so much shit about Lady Gaga last week, you know, that the Super Bowl performance was underwhelming. She was fucking amazing last night with Metallica. That she, you want to talk about if she just wanted to switch genres and yeah. be a metal chick, she fucking
okay.
killed it. She was amazing, I thought, anyway.
She was good.
She was good.
But necessary?
She was...
If Metallica went up there alone with that stage set up and just fucking killed that song, yeah. I would have liked it so much better.
Yeah. I don't know. Hetfield doesn't have his voice anymore.
Yes, he does.
Oh,
yeah, he
get
does.
Out of here.
He does. Well, he didn't have it last night because did you hear about this?
Well,
the microphone
crapping
off.
Out. He can go up there and kick ass. I just wanted to see Metallica, man. I mean, all right, she was okay, but she...
Her tour dates got announced today, right?
Who, Lady Gaga?
No. Who cares
oh,
about her?
Metallica. I thought you said her tour dates.
Well, they did get announced recently,
but I don't know. Lady Gaga is great. She's super talented, and I do like her. But last night, she's doing the thing, and she sounded good, and she was kicking ass, but it was almost like, this is what a rock chick does, right?
Right.
We wear this, and we jump into the crowd, right? We're like, this is rock and roll, yeah. right?
And she is so proud of her body, you know,
right.
like all week long, but she did have a fucking net over that gut last night. Did you see it? Did
I
you
know,
see it? She had a net over it. Anyway.
All right.
Saying.
I read something about that, though.
So, okay, here we go. The tour dates were announced. You got Baltimore. This is Metallica's tour dates that were announced today.
Okay.
When since today is February 13th, also known as Galentine's Day.
Galentine's
you got
Day.
Baltimore, Maryland on May 10th. Philadelphia, PA, May 12th. East Rutherford, New Jersey, which I guess is what, Giants Stadium? MetLife Stadium, is that where the Giants play?
Yeah.
All right, that's May 14th. I'm going to just scroll through here. Oh, Foxborough, fuck you. crash and burn.
Fox Woods.
Burn. Atlanta, Georgia. United States, SunTrust Park. Oh,
really?
Come on. July 9th.
All right.
SunTrust Park.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, hey, it might be good. It hasn't even been built yet.
Well, yeah, it's almost done, dude.
Yeah,
well, I know, but I'm saying we haven't experienced it yet. Maybe it's the greatest venue ever.
where would you want them to play?
Lakewood.
Yeah.
I would like to see them at the Tabernacle.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
They'd have to play five nights there to...
Side note, I went to the new Masquerade recently.
How was it?
I went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. I loved it.
Is it better? I like the old shitty building.
So did
pit.
I.
Yeah,
and
me
I was,
too. I love every show at Masquerade.
So did I. And I was expecting to go in and be like, this is going to be fucking cheesy.
Yeah.
It's underground. And it was a very comfortable venue. Like, it was kind of like a Smith's, but a little bit bigger with a balcony around the top.
Well, all right. Ira, you're in charge of Metallica tickets.
Oh,
for all of us, yeah.
For all of us,
yeah. You gotta buy us all.
That tune does kick ass, man. The
whole album does. I gotta,
yeah.
All right, let's pivot.
Okay,
let's pivot away from music. We're not a music podcast. Let's.
We're elaborate.
Do you like that part in the Grammys when they drove the two cars through the audience and chopped everybody in half?
Yes, holy shit.
What was that all about?
It was a Walking Dead reference.
Was it?
Yeah. Last night's Walking Dead premiere of the second half of season 7.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Did you guys enter that contest where you could win a chance to be a walker?
No.
If you texted them the words, rise, and then I only got the first word. I
Fast you gotta border. Know both words. Tim.
What was the other word? Up.
I don't know, I didn't say it.
Rise up.
Rise up.
A little too cool. late.
Yeah, really.
So everybody watched it, but Ira.
Yes, I did.
Thoughts?
First 15, 20 minutes, I was like, come on. Seriously? I thought it was going to be a bunch of boring-ass bullshit again. But then, because it was a bunch of meetings.
Right.
It was a series of meetings.
Well, they got to set stuff up.
Blah. But once they got onto the freeway, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you had everybody together again, mm-hmm. kind of a situation, then I was into it. And as soon as they did that whole thing with the...
Yeah.
That I was loving it. And then whenever Rick and Michonne looked at each other. Now, if they were doing that kind of a deal, like if it's that kind of a, like, we're fucking killing shit together, I like that. Not the whole, we're eating an apple together in the wet spot romance. I hate that.
I'll get out of here. They're a cute couple.
No. But they're killing stuff together. I'm into that. That's cool.
At first, I was like, just cutting them in half's not going to do any good. Because it wouldn't kill them. But then they set them on fire at the end. I was like,
yeah, that was excellent.
So they left some explosives there?
I think they couldn't get them all.
Okay.
So that's like if so people those, went off.
Those wires across the road, they're there on purpose to kill herds, right?
Right.
Where do these herds come from? Herds. Jeff, so you're the comic.
Yeah, they just gather together, and then if they hear noise and stuff, they start all congregating.
Okay.
Noise.
Okay.
It's just like parties, like social.
We did hear a little Negan, but only on the walkie-talkie, which is funny.
Yeah.
And we know who the guy in the boots was who was at the boat watching them. It was Gabriel.
Right.
So why did Gabriel take all the shit and go there? Do you know, Jeff?
No, I don't know.
Well, it wasn't. Well, it's those people. They made Gabriel do it, right? Did they take him?
They made Gabriel.
Because you saw that one person sit up in the car.
Yeah.
And then when they went to go find him,
uh-huh.
then, you know, Rick gets surrounded. You know, they all get surrounded at the end, and you see Rick smiling, which I think Rick's smiling like, ain't this a bitch?
Yeah.
Now we got another freaking crew.
Look at all this strange I haven't done since my wife was kid.
So obviously these people are going to ally with them to fight against Negan and the whatchamacallits, the saviors.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I mean, the previews for next week makes it look like they don't want to do that yet.
Of course not, but you know what that means.
They got to do the dance.
They'll stretch it out until six more episodes and then they'll fight.
God, that would suck.
But I do like to see Rick Scott as... balls back, seems like, again.
Does.
And I only like Rick when he's got balls.
Daryl's a crybaby.
Was Daryl in this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He whined
a little bit.
A couple times.
Oh, that's right. They left him at the kingdom.
Yeah.
With Ezekiel.
King Ezekiel has spoken.
The old tiger.
In the comic book.
We will sup in the moor.
Yeah. We will sup in the moor, and then I shall release my proclamation. All right. Well, Walking Dead, pretty good. Let's see. What else?
Yeah, Ira, what do you think?
Well, you know what I think.
Family Guy was good.
Didn't even know.
Sunday night.
I didn't watch Family Guy yet. Simpsons was good.
Simpsons was funny, but Family Guy was hysterical.
What was it about?
They start off doing a podcast, and then Peter becomes a DJ. But it's funny. I won't talk about it, ruin it for Jeff, but there's a scene where when they first do the podcast, they ask Cleveland something, and it takes 3 hours for him to answer. And yes and no. but there's some good lines. Put them in the intro edit.
I'll definitely make sure I watch that.
Did anybody watch Girls?
No.
Came back.
Did anybody watch SNL?
Did you watch it, Jeff?
Yeah, I watched it, and I was hoping that it was going to turn into a new season of Night of.
Oh, oh, he's on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's banging Nas from the Night of.
No!
Oh, that poor guy.
Please, he's been in a lot of shit.
Please add another body to your body count.
Oh, God.
I wanted him.
What did he do to deserve that?
I wanted him to kill her so bad.
He's a very good actor.
You hate watch that show.
Oh, they're rolling around on the beach. I'm like, please, Nas, just fucking kill her. You got away with it, man.
Nah. Oh. Anybody watch SNL?
I watched some of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you? I ended up watching the whole thing, which I never do, but I was just sitting there fucking around.
It was pretty good.
I watched the 10 o'clock episode with Alec Baldwin from 91. I thought that was funnier.
Was that the one with Canteen Boy?
My takeaway from it was the award show hosted by Sinead O'Connor. It was played by Jan Hooks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Paul McCartney played by Dana Carvey, and then you had Mike Myers doing Phil Collins. And it was basically... they were making fun of what you saw last night 25 years ago.
Never changed.
Alec Baldwin came out as Bono, Am I booging ya? Hope I'm not booging ya. And it was spot on. Perfect impression. And, you know, it was good. I watched the Sean Spicer thing. I thought that it was...
Wasn't as good as last week.
Not as good, but I laughed my ass off when she brought up the leaf blower.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. Oh, but what about McKinnon as Sessions?
I didn't think that was funny.
You didn't think it was funny? No.
She had the good look, but there wasn't. She didn't say much.
That was pretty funny.
She didn't say
what
much.
Did you think about the Kellyanne Conway?
I thought it was try hard comedy.
That was too much.
No, I thought it was try hard. Oh, look at us.
I thought it was actually pretty good acting.
I don't know if it was necessarily funny. Yeah, but I was like, holy shit, this is a hell of a.
Oh, yeah, it was a very well done piece, but it wasn't funny.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was like at one point I was kind of got lost in it for a minute. Like, oh yeah, this is like a comic because it was really good acting between the two of them.
She does the classic line that I will not be ignored.
the Sessions thing, I thought that was a little too much.
Yeah, it was just funny to where they showed her. Just for a second, and you just laughed right away.
I read too much into it, though. Yeah. It's all that, oh, women can do anything. Yeah. I know.
So you didn't see the People's Court one?
No, I was, fuck this. Stupid
I did
shit.
See that, but that it was that could have been better.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Now, you know, Saturday Night Live. I mean, when are they live again? Next week?
No, not till March. Mm-mm.
Not till March. Okay.
I mean, Kay McKinnon is going to be, she's going to be huge.
She already is huge. Yeah.
I know, but I think she's going to be like, you know, like Tom Hanks or somebody like that starts out as a comedic guy and then, or even Robin Williams and then transitions into, you know, drama heavy, you know, like a superstar.
I watched Castaway from the point that he crashed on the island until he got off the island the other, like, on Sunday, I think, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
For no reason. I don't know why.
My husband, every time I walk in the room, my husband will be watching Castaway just randomly.
Because it's a good movie.
I don't know why.
That means something.
I don't, maybe, that. I guess he feels like a castaway. Or, yeah, I don't know.
He wants to get off the island, Steph. He wants off.
He's just
you're
talking
Wilson.
To a ball.
I do that with, a lot of movies.
You're Wilson.
Fuck you, Ira.
I do that with The Fugitive. Whenever The Fugitive's on, I'll watch it.
Okay, The Fugitive, I get it, but the Castaway to me is like a one and done. It's like a hard movie. It's sad, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Well, he says the same thing. He's like,
Most of the Tom Hanks stuff nowadays is like that. You know, they're very Hollywoodish movies. They're not good.
But I'm like, I'm watching this. So I'm just going to watch it until it flashes forward 5 years or whatever, and he's all skinny.
Yeah.
Then I'll turn it, but no, I kept watching it until he... built the raft. And
then you feel bad for him because his chick left him.
Yeah.
When he loses the ball. I mean, that's so freaking
sad.
Jesus, God. I mean, I can't
watch it.
Yeah, but I feel bad for her. I mean, what's she supposed to do? It's 5 years. Is she going to hold out hope?
I watched The City of Lost Children. Have any of you guys ever seen this movie from 95?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Jeff?
Does that have Nick Cage in it?
No. It has Ron Perlman in it. It's a French movie. And it's
a mind fuck.
It is a mind fuck. Yeah. I watched it at Sean and Lisa's.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'd never seen it before, but it was pretty good.
Pretty good. You got to watch Super Dave Osborne on Comedians in Cars.
Is it on Netflix yet?
No, it's still on Crackle.
Oh, but it's a new season though?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been about 5 or 6 episodes back.
Well, shit.
How long is that show? Half hour?
No, it's like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Does he make fun of Seinfeld?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He's talking about being on the Smothers Brothers, and he's like, I can't do Bob Einstein, but he's like, you can't possibly imagine what it was like being on the biggest show in the entire world. And Seinfeld's like, no, I can't imagine.
Is Seinfeld driving or other people driving?
No, Seinfeld drives. Yeah. Okay.
When he has different like cool cars that he borrows from.
And they're all Porsches almost always.
No.
Aren't they usually always his cars, his Porsches?
No, it's he... He tries to pick the car that fits the guest's personality.
Yeah, he'll match the car to the person.
Here's a 1976 Ford Pinot.
This one was a wagon. Acura. He did a commercial, I guess 6 years ago, he did a commercial for this Acura car, and it took him 6 years to put the car out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to get the first one in the commercial. I don't remember seeing the commercial ever.
I don't either.
They gave him one finally, and he kept saying he was going to give it to Bob Einstein to do Super Dave Osborne.
And
he takes it to his house. And he's got a giant bow on it. But then at the end, he like drives away. It's like he doesn't give it to him.
I've only heard one person do an impression of Super Dave, and it was recently.
Really?
And it's Norm MacDonald. And if you,
he probably does a great one.
It's fantastic. It's amazing. Yeah. It sounds exactly like him, and he can continue it in the conversation. So, all right, like we've been doing every week, we have some news.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, this isn't, like, great news. I don't know why they're doing this, but the Scary Movie dudes, for some reason, have decided to spoof Star Wars.
You mean better than Spaceballs did? Because there's no way.
There's no way they could.
No, you can't.
I have no idea why the studio's given them the money to do it, but
well,
they're
going
to do it.
Those guys are good, though. I'd like
Who
to
are
see
the Scary Movie guys?
You know, it's the Jason brother. Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer. They're the ones who are, like, behind all of them. They
choose.
They produce, like, all of them or whatever. But, yeah, they got the backing for it, and they're going ahead with it.
I'm sure it'll be regrettable.
It'll probably be good.
It might not be. Scary Movie was funny, the first one.
The second one with Chris Elliott, take the little hand. It's the only one that's strong when he's sparing at the mashed potatoes. I mean, come on now. I think the second one might even be funnier than the first.
How much weed do you have to smoke to make these movies fun?
A lot.
Lots and lots of weed.
But to me, Spaceballs is almost a classic.
It is.
Comedy. I mean, in its own
way. It is. It's a fantastic movie.
That's different comedy than what this would be, though. Spaceballs is Mel Brooks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Know, this would be a little...
Arguably his last funny movie.
I guess. What's been
Robin
since?
Hood, Men in Tights would have come out after that. I don't know what else he's made since then.
I don't know.
The producers, maybe. Did he direct that?
Well, the producers was...
The remake.
No, I doubt it.
All
But, you know, Spaceballs had a full plot, you know, from start to finish, where this probably won't, you know. It'll probably be all over the place and a bunch of just gimmicky, stupid shit and whatever.
Merchandising!
Exactly.
Spaceballs the toilet paper.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to say not interested.
I'm also going to say not interested, and I don't know why they're doing it. But past that, what I am interested in is... came out first that this was going to be a full reboot, but Danny McBride set the record straight Friday. It's not going to be a full reboot, but he is actually writing a sequel to the Halloween movies.
Picking up from?
The second one.
So we're going to go back to 79.
The Rob Zombie one?
No, the second one would be the Halloween 2 with Jamie Lee Curtis, Donald Pleasance.
Exactly. So we're going to be starting after the hospital. So they haven't determined that it's going to take place in the 80s. Or if it's going to take place currently.
The hospital. That would be the first movie, no?
No, that's two, when she's in the hospital.
Ah, okay.
So it's going to take place after that. And what's really cool, too, is John Carpenter is completely involved. He's going to be producing. Huh. And he actually might be scoring this movie.
Nice.
So, yeah. So
that's like all he does nowadays, apparently.
Exactly.
So the further you can keep... Rob Zombie from any of these movies, the better you'll be doing, because he has ruined
absolutely
the Halloween
genre.
Well,
and you know that if McBride is writing the script, there's going to be comedic elements to it,
right?
Which I think is going to really add a lot to it. I would love to see what he can do with this. And then you might be thinking, well, what the hell does Danny McBride know about this? I guess before he made it big, that's all he did was write horror scripts.
Hmm.
Huh. So, you know, he's a dark, twisted motherfucker.
Sure he is. Good
for
him.
his humor is, you know, so to me, I cannot wait for this. So they
all right, I'm in.
They're judging that it'll probably be coming out October 2018.
Okay.
So I will definitely be excited about that.
If I'm still alive, go see the fucking movie.
No, Jerry will be out.
This is totally rare and totally exciting, is that Guardians of the Galaxy 2 got a perfect 100 score at their screening.
Yeah.
Which Marvel has never had a movie do that before, ever.
I met somebody the other day who works on the movie right now. And this person told me that everyone is excited and that it is going to be a monster hit.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently so.
Right.
Because, like, even Iron Man only scored in the high 90s or mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, the highest score that they had before.
Everybody loves that Baby Groot.
Yeah. Baby Groot.
Now, the original was it a total blockbuster right out of the gate in the theater?
Yeah.
Or did it become a cult thing?
No. It was huge.
It was huge right away, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Which proves that you can take characters that nobody knows, put them in a movie, not worry about who they are in the comic book or how they look in the comic book or blah, 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 and you can make a hit, big hit movie.
Well, because I remember reading about it in Rolling Stone probably almost a year before it came out. I was like, what the fuck is this?
just an aside, Marvel's teasing a lot the Logan commercials, and every commercial they peel a little bit of the onion back. I didn't know there was a little baby girl Wolverine in this movie.
Right.
Yeah.
So I hope that she's not just a horrible casting little girl. I hope it's not like a
stunt casting.
Like a little kid in a movie usually ruins it if it, but it's rated R.
She's a little older though. Isn't she like 12, 13? It's not like it's a 6-year old.
I don't know.
If you can go by like the first Kick-Ass. The first Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
When we first saw Chloe Moretz, loved it.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
And then the sequel sucked.
It was horrible.
Right.
I didn't see the
But if it was like the first one, I mean, if she's like that, hell yeah.
Okay. All right, so but Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it. And speaking of reboots, so Jay and Silent Bob.
Is it a reboot? Jeff, you would know about this.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of a reboot, I guess.
It's actually,
how can it be a reboot if it's the same guy?
It's actually, he's making fun of reboots.
Right. Ah.
Yeah.
He's tapped into our whole thing.
They
want to
do a big Hollywood remake of Blunt Man and Chronic, and so Jay and Silent Bob got to go and try and stop it.
Exactly. So, and that's the whole movie is just them. It's a whole wink and a nod to the whole reboot culture that we're all suffering and that, obviously, I know you hate more than anything in the whole wide world.
I'll see this, obviously.
I mean, it sucks, like, though, because he said Clerks 3 is dead, and so is Mallrats 2 that he was working on.
They don't need sequels.
Yeah, I know, but it would have been nice to see Clerks 3.
Clerks 2 is a good movie for fans of diehard fans of Clerks, but other than that, universally panned, I would have believed.
I agree with Tim. A fan movie,
it
for
is.
Sure.
Did you interview Jay on the other show?
We interviewed him a lot.
Oh.
When Clerks 2 came out, Kevin Smith came to town and we saw it with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking cool.
And then then he came on the show and we talked about it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Dig that up.
I got Jeff an autographed poster, right?
Yep.
Clerks 2. Just signed by Kevin Smith.
Well, I definitely want to see this movie.
So do I.
I love Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. This is one of my favorite.
I like all those
Kevin
movies.
Smith movies.
Even Dogma, which is the most heavy-handed of all of his movies.
Dogma has some funny ass scenes.
It does, but it's really heavy-handed in the topic.
Most of his movies are heavy-handed in parts. I mean, anything that he's trying to drive home.
But the religion thing.
What was the other one that he did? Red State.
State was fucking hilarious.
It was great, but. It was still heavy-handed.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but it was, you know, that's just what he does. But
yeah. She's not going to fuck us. What else is in the news?
Oh, and this is just a little local slice of foodie life. I don't know if you guys are fans of Marcus Samuelson.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Well,
I don't know who he is.
I'm not a fan of food.
Me and Jeff are fans of Marcus Samuelson.
Yeah, I enjoy his work on Chapped.
I do too. And
I like when him and Jeffrey Zakarian are on together.
Well, they're both kind of bitchy,
right?
And they never agree. So yeah, you guys don't know. You don't know.
Tim and I are looking at each other like, I don't know.
What kind of food do they make?
High end shit that none of us can afford.
Like cuisine.
Cuisines. If you're calling it cuisine and it's not food, I don't know that I'm in. So he's coming to Atlanta.
He is coming to Atlanta. Next Thursday at 6:00, if you got $150,
okay,
you can take your ass over to Restaurant Eugene. I don't know if you are aware of Restaurant Eugene, but they are always tops in Atlanta as far as like one of the best places to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They always get high marks, but you can go over there and you can eat with him and, you know, hang out and shit. And he's doing like a cooking demo and, you know, you can just stalk the hell out of him.
Can you tribute his food?
You can tribute all over.
I think a Tim and Linton Hopkins.
Oh, good. So you can tribute both
Linton
of them.
Linton Hopkins. Yeah, man.
I'd pay $150 for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you are a food, you know, TV show player, you know who Marcus Samuelson is and you'd probably be jacked about that. So anyway. And not jack on him.
If you want to find out more about it, you can go to atlantarestaurants.blog.ajc.com/2017/02/10/celeb-chef-marcus-samuelson-will-b-in-
Wait, pause. All right, start it again.
No. Or, yeah, just Google it.
Write this down. http://.
And then in our final little story, and this is going to lead us into our big 80s
Before
topic.
You get to that, Jeff wants to say something. Well, he wrote it on here.
Because it was just announced that Edward James Olmos is going to star in the Sons of Anarchy spinoff, The Mayans.
Why can't I teach these
the
kids?
Mayans.
Mayans, what?
The Mayans.
This came about after I printed out my crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he just typed it up there.
The Mayans.
Battlestar Galactica, man. We're going to ride our Vipers around and shoot some Cylons.
American Mayans.
Gonna sell some guns to the Capricans, man.
What's the name of the Mexican bikers that were.
I think Shy Mexican guy would like that one.
What?
You think he'd watch that?
I never watched it. I didn't find out the things. I mean, like to watch Sons of Anarchy, but.
Well, if you like Sons of Anarchy, I think you might like this.
I don't know.
Do we need to get you a TV?
I'm afraid President Trump will make the Mayans go. Sing.
Well, if you need to hole up in your house.
I'm legal.
Oh, you're legal. Well, yes. Even if you're legal, you better watch your ass.
I got to came here the right way.
What's the right way?
I wrote a letter to some friends of mine. And I said, I want to come to America. And they said, well, you got to fill out these forms.
What's this guy named Coyote?
A big ladder to help me get over the wall?
So yeah, instead of swimming over, you know, doing stereotypical things like wading through a river or getting a job with 84 lumber.
That is a good way to do it.
I applied for a job working the chicken plant.
Oh, the chicken plant.
My cousin worked there and they expedite my work visa. Then I meet a friend of mine here and stay at his place and now I'm legal. I am legal.
Did you hide in a truck full of eggs?
No, I flew in a plane.
You flew in a plane?
Well, see, you did do it fully legit.
See,
plane full of eggs?
See, no, plane full of people. Why are you so racist, man?
I'm not racist. I'm just trying to find out the journey.
No, I agree.
I thought there was a story here.
I want to build a wall and I will give money to pay for it. Because, you know, I come legally and I don't have no visa. I am
so you're happy to pay for the wall.
I said the oath of presidents, but I am an American citizen.
You don't want your fellow countrymen coming and taking your job.
That's right.
No, I don't want my next door neighbor in, from my old town in Mexico.
Yeah.
He come here illegally and tried to get my job. So I call ICE. I say he's not here legally. And they take him away because he had two felony warrants.
I'm going to call ICE on my boss.
Why, is your boss from Mexico?
No.
Canada.
Wouldn't that be funny? I want these Canadians gone.
That's right.
Fucking Canadians.
She's from Loganville.
A boot.
Get these immigrants out of here.
Our president met with Justin Trudeau today.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure that was a meeting of the minds.
The guy who poutine wrote together.
Doonesbury?
Hmm?
The guy who wrote Doonesbury?
No. Oh. No. His father was the Prime Minister of Canada in the 70s. Mm. And his mother.
The Doonesbury guy.
His mother appeared nude in Hustler against
Get
her.
Get out of here now.
Well, not. I mean, I don't think she did it on purpose.
Oh, really?
What's your last story?
Oh, well, that's a perfect segue. Perfect segue for me. Well, as many of you may know, over the last year, Playboy had nixed the titties and the kitties.
Has it been a year?
None of that anymore.
Titties and the kitties.
And so they had big time decline in their readership, as most people kind of knew they would.
Yeah.
So Cooper Hefner, son of Hugh. Mm-hmm. CEO now of Playboy has decided that they're going to bring it back.
Tits are coming back, yeah. Folks.
Tits are back in Playboy.
I had a daughter that was doing it. What happened to her?
I don't know.
Christine Hefner's been out for a while.
She's the one that suggested we don't have nudity.
No, I don't know about that.
But they're not bringing back full frontal. They're going to have boobs and butts.
So why?
I don't know. But they don't. They're leaving out that. They're leaving that part out.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, It's. I'm not a pervert. So
why are they bringing it back, or why are they not showing the thing?
They're shutting down the internet as soon as Playboy comes back.
Are they?
Yeah.
Why is Playboy?
Who's reading that?
Exactly. Who's reading it today? Do people not know how to get stereo equipment?
They have really good articles.
Well, I mean, and that's. I mean, this is what Cooper's point wasn't to begin with to get rid of the nudity. Is like, who's looking at it now anyway? I mean, when you can see anything you want to online. But
how
then,
about you get rid of the magazine?
You just don't think there's
do
any...
it online. Do it online with apps. You don't have to print anything. I know they make a lot of money from subscriptions, but...
Look, while Hefner's still alive, it's got to be a thing where he's like, don't shut it down until...
Yeah.
But a lot of people like the feel in their hands when
the
they're
paper on
sticking
the
together.
Nah, the paper... Playboy was never good for that because it would soak through 3 or 4 or 5 sheets of that paper, and you could never peel it apart. Like on a Hustler or Swank or Cherry, they had the pages that were coated for that.
Okay.
Or we, or owie,
not
or whatever
we.
They call it.
We, not we.
We. Oh.
We.
So, okay, now you have your DeWitt plastic wrap people.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you make this a viable option for them?
Well, you don't. You don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you just don't. I don't know why they're doing it, but yay.
Okay. Well, here you go.
Yay.
So, I don't know. Somebody wants it. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know.
One thing that when you were, I'm going to say 11 or 12, 13, you tried to get your hands on a Playboy because you knew it was
You found one out in the woods.
Yeah. Or your dad had 100 of them in a basement.
No, the only thing that they could do...
You don't know anything about that, do you?
But the only thing that they could do, really, is if they can pay celebrities that haven't shown them in any movie or anywhere else and give them, like...
They always do that when they're in their 40s or 50s. Hey, Nancy Sinatra's naked. No one was clamoring to see her naked since 1968.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they'd have to, you know... Ratchet it up.
Maybe Joyce DeWitt will do it.
Katy Perry. How much would you pay to see Katy Perry's tits?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, then I don't know.
Because it would be on the internet for free in a week.
Iris contemplating
No, but it would be on the internet in a day. Somebody would have it, and then there it would be.
Right.
But besides, Katy Perry ain't that great.
Not even, you don't think her boobs are good?
I mean, she's, their boobs are nice, but, I mean, it's Katy Perry. Who cares?
I mean, is Playboy always in the Hork and Jom category?
Never.
No, we didn't hork Playboys.
You didn't hork
Penthouse. We would go for
Hork and Jom is such a great name. It's kind of we have to figure out some kind of segment to use.
I think Hustler was the big go-to though,
And Velvet.
Yeah,
Velvet.
Penthouse were too thick.
Yeah,
Velvet. Playboy was that a black? Was that a black magazine?
Were both pretty thick magazines. Yeah. But like a hustler was like a quarter. No,
wait a minute. Black magazines in the 80s had names, so you knew they were black, like Black Tail. And Ebony. young black teens. All right, sorry, Jeff.
No, I'm just saying Hustler wasn't thick, so you could.
Yeah, they were like Vanity Fairs.
Hustler was
Harkadies here.
Hustler was also fun to get because it had humor at the beginning, and really grotesque comedy pieces that were put together, and then it also had cartoons throughout the entire thing that were funny. They were very gratuitous for the time. Photo shoots, all the sex was simulated. The guy wasn't even tumescent. It would just be near
good
her.
Good word. That's a nice word.
Near her. Yeah. Now when you buy those magazines, Hustler, they have full-on penetration.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I was like,
yes.
Do they?
Back then, if you wanted to buy a magazine that had penetration, you had to go into an adult bookstore and buy the Puritan magazine.
Puritan.
Yeah, I remember those
Puritan?
Days. I know, I don't.
You don't. No, Puritan, yeah, Puritan.
Puritan.
Yeah, you would open it up and there'd be some... Yeah, they're usually ugly.
The saloon doors?
No, you walked in.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big sign that said, must be 18 plus, that they ignored.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember the saloon doors.
And then you saw the gay people that live in your town come out of the booths in the back. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, God. Jam in all the wrong places.
Then you come out with all your porn, and there's Tim's dad standing
there. Oh, hey, what are you doing? Oh, hey, got yourself a movie? Oh, did your weekend plan, do you? Oh, did he know what you were renting?
I don't know, probably.
Or you come out naked, and Ira's dad standing there putting a raincoat
on you. How you doing? How are you?
There were like three places to get porn in that town.
Small town of Elmira, New York.
I would go to different ones every time, but every time your dad would be outside.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Oh, God.
Hey, Jeff.
This is when I first lived here,
Western, right? Going to the Western Auto next door to the video store.
Yeah. I saw your buddy Jeff there renting some pornography. Oh, hey, it'll be a long weekend.
What would your dad really say, though?
Oh, hey, Jeff, how are you? Yeah. What do you say?
But would he talk to you and say, I saw Jeff out there? And
I saw Jeff the other day. Oh, yeah? What was he doing? Oh, he's coming out of the movie store.
Pork and Jam.
I said, what was he doing? Oh, he's renting movies, I guess.
Sure he was.
Did he say hi to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said hi to him, you know. I said, hey, I know who he is.
Was he tumescent?
No. God, why'd he have half on? God, he had a semi brewing. Couldn't wait till he got home. That always happened to me when I was younger, and I'd go into the adult section. I'd be looking at the movie, the boxes. I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Oh
yeah, me too.
You too, huh?
Always.
let's not go down this road.
It's time for ADO Labyrinth.
Is it?
ADO Labyrinth is the segment of the show where we talk about shit that we like from the 1980s. And this is, Stephanie's been clamoring for us to do this one.
Oh, yeah.
The entire time. Since she started on the podcast, she said, let's talk about 80s tit movies, the sex romps.
This whole episode has been about naked chicks.
Well, and we'll talk about dudes. You want to talk about dudes?
No.
No? Okay, see? When do girls talk about...
No donkeys? No schlankies?
No, because women don't really talk about naked dudes, because, I mean, we don't care about naked dudes.
Yeah,
right.
I don't, they might now, younger people, No,
it's never been a thing. Mm. You like guys like in a jean, like a
like an old jean
wife
jacket?
Beater situation, like he's fixing something.
How
he's
you doing?
Fucking doing something, but no.
Dishwasher's working
you don't ever
now.
Picture them naked. No, you don't picture them naked.
I just put in your new garbage disposal. I'm ready. Do you want to have sex with me?
No, nothing has ever been truer than when Elaine said, guys' bodies are for getting around.
Right.
Okay.
So true.
What she says is like they're utilitarian or something.
Well, all right. It is time for Adio Labyrinth. And this week we are talking about a few of the best sex romps of the 1980s. Pausability factor rating is included on mine. I would like to apologize to Steph for that. Do you know what the pausability factor is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's where you stop it and then you diddle to it.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. So I'm going to do mine. I have a couple here and then you guys can talk about the ones you like. And you can also interrupt me and we can talk about these. But we're going to kick it off from 1981 with Porky's. Porky's was really the movie that kicked that whole genre off as far as being a big hit. It was... the start of the 80s sex romp genre. It was a group of high school buddies. They go to Porky's, which was a strip club, trying to lose their virginity only to be fooled and embarrassed by Porky and his dudes. So the boys exact revenge on Porky, and Pee-wee loses his virginity. Mm-hmm. It stars Kim Cattrall, who played Lassie Honeywell, Tony Gagnos, how do you say that? Gagnos? I don't know. He was Meat. And the last movie you saw him in was Die Hard 2. Alex Karras was in this movie. He was Porky's brother who played the sheriff. Detroit Lion, Mongo in Blazing Saddles, and Mr. Papadopoulos on Webster. So that's Alex Karras. So, but right before Webster started, he was in this little titty movie. The pausability factor for this movie was 2.5 for me because... I could never do the
That's you, fully tumescent, 2.5?
No. That's my rating out of 10. Oh, okay. Out of 10. Wow. 2 out of 5. It wasn't a lot of good plausibility in the scene where, Kim Cattrall's having sex with the gym teacher. She's also a teacher. They're having sex, and they call her Lassie because she howls.
Like a dog.
Right. Yeah. No nudity in that, so... plus, it was Kim Cattrall.
I like the part when Ball Breaker grabs
the dick in the
right. hole.
Yes, but you couldn't, that wasn't...
What was her line? I know that penis or something.
Yeah. And everybody's laughing at her.
She drew the picture of it.
But Porky's was, aside from all the sexual stuff...
Funny.
Yeah. And, when Pee-wee's running down the road naked.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. I laughed my ass off when I was a kid when I watched this movie.
Porky's 2 the next day, not very funny.
No, but I still watched it.
Howard Stern was talking about remaking Porky's for a while there. I don't know what
he's like obsessed with that movie, isn't he?
And Porky's 3 wasn't funny either. I think it was just meat in that movie. There was a good nude scene in it. All right, moving along. Hot Dog, the movie from 1984.
Yeah, that's like the big one that everybody thinks
of. This is one of my favorites, not just because of the nudity, but also because it spawned one of the greatest South Park episodes ever, where they're skate, where they go to the mountain and they don't want to be there and the guys are challenging them to a ski off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dark.
And Always Sunny. A great Always Sunny.
Yes, a very good Always Sunny. This week, again, another good Sunny episode. This Hot Dog the Movie starred American Werewolf in London star David Naughton. He was a Playboy, and Playboy model, Gene Simmons' wife, Shannon Tweed, her boobs, and all of them are at a strip lodge, a ski lodge. Where a lot of people screw and there's lots of nudity. There's a sex scene in a hot tub and in a bed. The plausibility factor I give this is an 8.5 because there's a lot of it and you could pause it. Now, what happened to me? Okay.
Do I want to know what happened?
There was always one scene in this film that... it's a scene
one
that turned
session.
Into a session.
It was a session.
But it was interrupted because somebody was coming to pick me up. I don't know if it was my dad or my
How old were you?
I was old enough to do that.
How old?
I don't know. I don't remember. 15 maybe?
Okay. 1984.
Let's do them at 15 or 16.
Okay.
Probably 15.
Okay.
Scene was interrupted, so I had to hit pause. I accidentally hit record. Ugh. I go back to watch it again in the future, and instead of the naked Shannon Tweed, it was Flip Spiceland from CNN giving a weather report. So that was ruined for me.
Did you keep going?
No.
He landed on
like
Flip.
You didn't jerk off the Flip Spiceland.
Well, that hair was just gorgeous.
Be cloudy with a chance of...
Yeah. moving on. Also from 1984... Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, if we can take anything away from Revenge of the Nerds, it's that the best way to make a woman love you is to rape her in a bouncy house.
Right. You're that nerd.
Yeah. I didn't like you until you raped me. Now, this is the most quotable of the
80s. With the Vader mask on.
Yes, exactly.
That's what makes it not rape.
No, it's rape. It's rape. What they did to her and the other girls with taking their pictures and putting them in the things,
yeah.
That's sexual assault also.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You take 2017 values and you apply them to this movie, and you're like, God, all of them would have gone to jail for what they did.
Yeah, of course.
Don't ruin the movie for us.
This is the 80s, man. Oh,
I'm not saying they should have gone to jail for violating these women's privacy and stealing their panties and then raping her in the bouncy house because she fell in love with him.
What they did to them, okay?
What did they do to them?
They put a bunch of pigs in their house.
Uh-huh.
They humiliated them.
Okay.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of bitches.
Uh-huh.
And they deserved it.
They didn't deserve rape.
No.
She was
I
into
guess
it.
Not.
No, she wasn't. Well, she thought it was Stan.
She thought it was the other
I know.
Guy.
She thought it was Ted C. McGinley
right, so
or
what's
Ted
the,
McGinley.
What's the ruling with that?
But he still didn't. He didn't.
Rape.
Well.
It's the ruling. And I want to bring it back from that.
It was
that.
Consensual.
Sort of.
I'm telling you, there's a gray area.
Oh, you're that nerd.
I feel like this would be an episode of Law & Order. I think this was an episode of Law & Order. Where the neighbor came over and he slept with the wife. And yeah, and they couldn't determine if it was rape or not.
But even after she figured out that it was
a very
Robert
special
Carradine.
SVU. Directed by Mariska Hargitay. Episode 400.
She was still into it.
That show sucks now.
Yeah.
But she wanted to do it all the time.
Lamar wouldn't have got arrested.
Oh, Lamar.
No, he wouldn't have.
I'm just saying there was no roofie involved. There was no tearing. There was no rape kit that had to be pulled out.
They couldn't,
she wasn't hurt.
They couldn't make Lamar any faggier if they tried.
When he puts the balloon in his mouth.
No, when he's running with the javelin. Yeah. Blam, 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 blam. For his limp wrist.
Forms
that was
are designed the
yes.
to work with his limp wrist throwing
clap
style.
Clap your hands,
everybody.
Everybody.
And everybody, clap your hands. But so
I could make lobster crows.
This is all the people that were in this movie, Revenge of the Nerds. Robert Carradine.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Curtis Armstrong, Booger.
Yes.
Ted McGinley. Mm-hmm. John Goodman. Matt Salinger, who is J.D. Salinger's kid.
Oh, yeah? What's mm-hmm. Who is
he? He was one of the jocks.
Oh, yeah?
Like Ted McGinley's Stan's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
And James Cromwell.
Who's that?
That'll do, pig.
That'll do,
yeah.
pig. You know James Cromwell.
Yeah.
He's in everything.
And who was the dean of the Lambda Lambda Lambdas? He was a...
Oh, yeah.
Old school actor too.
Yeah.
What the hell is his name?
It was like Nipsey Russell, but it was
no.
Was it Nipsey Russell?
Well, it was like somebody of like that era, though, wasn't it?
But I'm gonna write a poem about titties that I saw and raping girls in bouncy houses and going in that raw. Gilbert Gottfried, that Howard asked him one time on the show to do an impression of Nipsey Russell, and goes, "I's got some poems." So. Plausibility factor is 6 for the Betty Childs because she was hot.
Oh, yeah. That's my pie.
That's my pie.
We've got Bush. We've got...
This is a very misogynistic thing for me to say.
Ogre, you asshole.
I thought her boobs were gross.
I thought they were amazing.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
All right. How could it
Betty
be misogynation?
Misogynist.
All right, my last one is going to creep a lot of people out, but I don't care. Private Lessons from 1981. Child molestation has never been so sexy.
I don't know that movie.
15-year-old teenager Philip Fillmore, played by Eric Brown, is out of school for the summer. His millionaire father is out of town on business, and he's got the mansion to himself with the sexy Dutch maid, Nicole, played by Sylvia Crystal, Emmanuel, to keep him company. It sounds like a dream summer until Nicole starts acting strangely familiar toward Philip, like molesting him in a bathtub, and who isn't quite sure of, and he's not sure how to react. Meanwhile, chauffeur Lester, played by Jeff...
Howard Hessman.
That's right.
No.
Seems to have something up his sleeve as well, which doesn't bode well for poor Philip. It is a movie with a plausibility factor of 10, especially if you factor in the subject matter, and you're a 15-year-old or 13-year-old guy watching this movie. You're like, I want this to be me.
Well, how old was she supposed to be in the movie?
30 or 28 or whatever. He was supposed to be a teenage kid. Basically, this movie, when you break it down, is Howard Hessman's paying her, blackmailing her to sleep with the kid so he can blackmail the kid and get money, blah, 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 blah. That's a subplot. But if this movie came out today, it would never get released because it is molestation.
Well, yeah.
And
jeez.
The glorification of it, if you listen to the trailer, it's like every kid's dream, every young man's dream. And it's just, you go back again, 1981, you'd think, well, the Reagan era, there's all these, you know, morals and everything. You got the fresh meat bump. If you've never seen Private Lessons, take your son to see it. It'll, you know,
sounds like a fun family film.
Yeah, maybe you can get it out of the red box.
That's a lot like one of my picks, My Tutor.
Yes, we're gonna pivot over to Jeff now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about My Tutor.
That was very similar in theme.
Yeah.
The whole story of the kid being...
He failed his French test.
Right.
So he has to take summer school. So his dad hires him, the hot French tutor.
Right.
Who he ends up staring at. Of course, he's a clumsy virgin. But he's 18, at least. Right. He's 18 years old, not 15.
Shit writes itself, man.
Yeah, 2 years had gone by, and they had to bump the age up a little bit. Who played the woman in the movie? Do you remember?
It was Karen Kay, the mom from It's Your Move.
Yeah, Karen Kay, very attractive lady. Yep. Wasn't she also in V?
I think she was.
Yeah, she was in V. For vagina.
She was in Vag.
Lizard vagina.
What's your possibility? You're not going to give it
right. I didn't.
You didn't go that in depth?
Go that far in deep.
Okay.
No. I picked Last American Virgin as one of my other ones.
Okay.
I don't remember there being a ton of possibility in that either. There must have been some.
That's a great movie.
It is.
Yeah,
a great
soundtrack. A really good movie. And I was going to pick Valley Girl as my other movie, but then I was like, there's no possibility in Valley Girl at all.
Mm-mm.
But it was a good, really good movie.
Another great soundtrack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so I picked Eating Raoul because that had tons of possibility.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really like a teen sex romp.
No, but it was a sex romp.
Yeah.
Also, it starred Chakotay.
Right. Chakotay. 1982.
That was a great movie. It was one of the first indie movies of the 80s to get a lot of play.
Eating Raoul.
Yeah, Siskel and Ebert gave it a good review, and then it came on HBO, and I'm like, this has nudity in it. But it was also good.
Lots of nudity.
Yeah. You know the premise of that movie?
I know I've
She's
seen
a nurse,
it.
And he gets fired from his job, this husband and wife, so they put an ad in this.
They're like prudes.
Yeah.
And they stumble, like somebody in their apartment complex, they're swingers or something.
Yeah.
And a swinger makes his way into their apartment, and they end up killing him.
Yeah.
And so they decide that
to sell them to a dog food factory.
Well, they decide that these swingers deserve to die
because
they're prudes. So they start placing ads in swingers magazines like to lure people to their apartment so they could kill them. And they team up with, what's his name? Robert Beltran?
Mm-hmm.
That's
Raul.
Chakotay. They team up with him. He's like takes their cars. And
he's also in Night of the Comet.
Right. He is.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the truck driver.
Chakotay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chakotay from Star Trek Voyager.
Yes, okay. I'm picturing it now. Yeah.
But there's a lot of possibility
mm-hmm.
and like crazy weird stuff.
Yeah.
Dominatrixes and
all that fun shit.
All that good stuff.
Cannibalism.
Last American Virgin, by the way, has a good dominatrix scene. You know they go to a whorehouse to try to lose their virginity. The cool guy with the popped collar.
Yeah.
Takes him to the whorehouse and it's Crispin Glover gets tied to the, what's that cross called? The Roman cross or whatever. And he's in his boxer shorts, and the lady spins him around and starts whipping him.
Right.
And he's being all goofy.
I like it whenever dude's trying to get the chunky girl's bra off.
Yeah, and he uses scissors.
Yeah, I know what girls are.
Uh-huh.
When it just gets stuck on it.
I know what boys like. Go ahead, Steph.
Okay, so man, I brought this one up last week. My first one is Tomboy, and I've had a week to think about why I liked this movie so much when I was a kid. And the reason why is because most of these movies, just the women were just, you know, whatever, sex objects.
Bimbos, yeah.
Yeah, they were just bimbos or whatever. But in this one, yeah, Betsy Russell is the star or whatever. Yeah, she shows her boobs, yada, yada. But she's the one in control. She's the star of the movie.
I know that's the theme of your three films that you've chosen.
What is the theme?
The women are the ones in control. Keep going.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, I mean, and I enjoyed all of these movies. And Tomboy I liked a lot because she was a tomboy,
mm-hmm.
as was I.
Mm-hmm.
But she was hot, you know, which I wasn't. I was like a chubby teenager with eyebrows that took up half my forehead. So that was kind of like, I really like wanted to be her because she was into cars and all this other cool shit. So that's part of why I like Tomboy. So that was my number one pick.
Okay.
Was Tomboy. My number two pick, I don't know if you guys remember this movie. I loved this movie. I saw it so many times, Losing It
I remember, but I don't remember.
That's a good
Tom
movie.
Tom Cruise one?
Yes. Yeah. Tom Cruise, Jackie Earle Haley, yep. A very young Jackie Shelley Earle Long. Haley. Shelley Long. What's his face? John Stockwell. He was in, remember John Stockwell? He was in Christine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in this movie, you know, they're all driving down to Tijuana to lose their virginity. Well, everybody except for John Stockwell. And they also want to get a tuck and roll in Jackie Earle Haley's car. It's set in the 50s.
Yeah.
And they pick Shelley Long up.
Don't they fill it with shit?
Well, that's the rumor.
Oh, okay.
They keep telling him, Jackie Earle Haley, that's what's going to happen to him, is that they're going to roll his seat with shit. They're not really going to do a tuck and roll in his car. But anyway, they pick up Shelley Long along the way. She wants to get a quick divorce. She goes with him. And then they also want to see...
a donkey show.
They want to see a donkey show. Right. Exactly. And right. I remember being a kid going, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole...
I killed a few...
That's from what?
Bachelor Party.
Bachelor Party.
I killed him.
But, you know, and of course they get there and things go crazy. And then, of course, Shelley Long ends up popping Tom Cruise's cherry. And it's like really sweet and whatever. But it's a funny movie. You know, Spanish Fly. It's the first time I'd ever really knew what Spanish Fly was. I'd heard the Beastie Boys sing about it, but I didn't really know what it was.
It's one of those 80s movies that everybody got a lot of their lexicon from.
Yeah, it's a, you know,
donkey show. Spanish Fly,
exactly. It had a great song, Losing It, Abusing It.
Keep going. Don't be shy.
A lot of these movies were about losing your virginity.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I'm, you know, I'm like 13, so that just seems like, wow, you know, losing your virginity. Who would have known that? It's who gives a shit,
right?
We were so impressionable then. We really thought that's everything that was happening in these movies, we're like, well, this is how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, this is what it is.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the problem.
I was thinking, I'm going to go to a Mexican whorehouse, and that's where I'm going to lose my virginity. To a donkey.
Yeah. And how did that work out?
It didn't.
Oh, okay.
It didn't. And my third one is also a Tom Cruise movie.
Right.
Which is the very classic Risky Business.
Great.
Who's the U-boat commander?
Right. It's the U-boat commander.
That Jimmy Barron scene is so fucking hot.
I know. Jimmy Barron's in it.
I jerk off the Jimmy Barron scene every time.
Oh, really?
He's in the party at the end.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody who's ever seen a movie has seen Risky Business, basically. Yeah. So we all know the whole thing with that. Killer soundtrack.
Guido the Killer Pimp.
Yeah, I mean, Joey Pants.
Yes.
I mean, Rebecca De Mornay when she was like at her most beautiful.
You like Tutu's Kid? The egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Bob Seger scene. I mean, just the whole Bronson Pinchot.
Booger.
Yeah. Boogers in it. I mean, it's a great movie. And it's Tom Cruise back when I didn't think there was something wrong with him. I don't know what is wrong with him. I still watch his movies, but
I still like Tom Cruise.
I still like him, but I don't like back then. I thought he was just this specimen of whatever, you know, like I had fantasies about him and all this other crap, which I don't anymore. Cause I think he's like asexual. I think he's like a, I don't know. I think he saves up all of his juices to keep him from aging or something. I don't know. I don't think he uses them.
No, I don't either.
But anyway.
Yeah, he's like an alien.
But that's my three.
That movie had a vibe to it, though. That was atypical for that.
Oh, it was. I mean,
they had some scenes that were just very...
The subway scene in the Phil Collins in The Air Tonight, man.
Right.
That was like every chick's dream, totally.
My favorite 80s sex romp was Kids Incorporated.
So you liked Stacey Ferguson when
and
she was a
Goonies.
Little girl?
Oh,
the Goonies.
Yeah.
There was a little contact in that. Yeah.
All right.
The possibility during the truffle shuffle.
Yeah.
I
read you bring some with you.
I did. I put the first two, I don't really remember too much about, but they were just kind of.
I know exactly what scene you're talking about in the first one.
In Mischief?
Yes.
The thing about Mischief was, from what I remember, there wasn't that much going on
whole
movie.
No.
But there was that tension, and you just wanted that kid to get laid so bad the whole movie, and finally...
Well, there's the one scene where he's in bed with Kelly Preston while her family's at church, and then they come home, and she sits up in bed, and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
possibility.
Well, he had sex with her, but he was done in like a second.
Yeah.
Which was a second longer than it took me my first time. No, I don't know. I don't remember. But,
And then...
Yeah, Kelly Preston. Great movie. And it, I mean, I don't know how great the movie is, but it's set in the, what, the 50s or 60s? Yeah.
But it was also one, just one of those movies that was always on late night.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know? And it was like, oh, Mischief is on. Isn't there a couple scenes in this
was,
that are good?
It was PG 13.
Yeah.
So it was on during the day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was on HBO during the day.
And then Hard Bodies was just another one of those movies that everybody knew that was, always on. There was just tits all over the place with that one. Correct?
Yeah.
But I mean,
stupid
there was a
plot.
One, it was a two,
was
and a three.
Stupid,
and
yeah, who knows about
that? Just a bunch of guys that
they rented a place
and they're just trying to get laid and they can't, and they you know,
they're old men,
right? And they're just chasing around these
hard
bodies the whole time.
Yeah,
but however, so the last one I put on here is one of my favorite movies of all time, which is The Wildlife. You know The Wildlife?
It's casual.
Oh yeah.
Chris Penn.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah, that is a great movie.
Eric Stoltz is in there.
And they live in the apartment building.
That's
a good movie.
Yeah, Island Mitchell Smith is in it. And that's just...
That's like the only other movie he was in. And
I mean, it's just these guys hanging out in L.A., right?
Yeah.
And they're just cruising around. And
it's Christopher Penn, right?
Right.
Chris Penn.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. It's Eric Stoltz is moving out of his house.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a good movie.
He's getting his own apartment. But he needs a roommate, so he enlists... Chris Penn, very reluctantly enlists Chris Penn, who's like this party guy.
And Chris Penn's girlfriend is the girl from The Wall who goes home with Pink.
The Wall?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goes back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And gets all freaked out.
Wow, you have a lot of guitars.
Oh, yeah.
Want to take a bath? And then he goes through the whole, I'm just a new boy.
Well, and of course, the woman that's in every great 80s movie involving sex.
Yes.
Kate Thompson.
Yes. Yeah. Except she's never... Does any sex?
Yes, she.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she had sex with the cop.
With the cop, and the cop is the guy that's in Boogie Nights, right? Or it looks like him anyway.
What guy?
Looks like Thomas Jane from Boogie Nights.
Thomas Jane would have been too young.
You think?
I think.
But he looks exactly like him.
Yeah, but he would have been too young to play that role.
I thought he was a young. I thought maybe it was a young Thomas Jane.
Nah, I'm gonna have to.
Jeff, look this up.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and disagree with you. So,
one more thing about The Wildlife. The whole soundtrack was done by Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah,
like on his own.
Oh, really?
And it's killer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie.
Great movie.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
So did you guys do a radio pitch this week?
I have one. Did it really get any play? I mean, were like people into this at
two.
All?
Two. I saw two.
Somebody sent one on Facebook that would look pretty good.
Yeah,
that Netflix thing.
I don't know if caught on. Really.
Yeah, I don't know if that was like people's deal or not.
Well, how about I just read my very special one for teen sex romps?
Okay.
All right. You mind, Jeff?
No, go ahead.
You mind, Ira?
Of course not.
All right.
AC/DC Beach. Welcome to AC/DC Beach, where the men are men and the women are.
Wait, let me start over. I'm Adele. I'm going to Adele it. Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swear.
I didn't mean to swear.
Welcome to AC/DC Beach, where the men are men, and so are the women.
Cue opening guitar riff to the Kinks' Lola.
This ain't your daddy's teen sex romp. In the summer of 2017, four best friends embark on a quest to lose their virginity. Will it be mission accomplished? Will they end up getting stiffed? Or will it be both? It's a sexy teen romp with lots of laughs and a little bit of heart. Watch the main cast as they join forces with local lifeguards to thwart evil Pam from building an oil pipeline along the beach. Laugh, cry, watch teenage boys making out and having sex with beautiful young, recently transitioned girls. Cheer on heroes of all genders as they stand up to tyranny, fight the man.
a woman and are rewarded in the end losing their virginity on AC/DC Beach. Starring two nondescript white actors, one African-American actor, and one Indian actor with a goofy Indian accent. Featuring Laverne Cox. Adele moment. Laverne Cox, Jamie Clayton, Bailey J, and Caitlyn Jenner as Pam.
Oh, my God. I have to see this.
So, I'll finance it.
When is this coming? Yeah, really.
Summer 2018.
Oh, gosh. I want to build a beach.
If you want me to read the one, we got one on the Facebook page that I saw. All right. This is by Bryce Byler on our Facebook page. It's called Lego Star Wars The Kessel Run, based on the 77 classic Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, this was great. Yeah. I forgot about this.
So this is Lego computer animation based. On a bet thrown down by Jabba the Hutt, Big Enos, Han Solo, the Bandit, and Chewbacca, Cletus, have to race to Kessel and back in 12 parsecs, returning with a load of spices in the Millennium Falcon, the Trans Am.
Right.
On the return mission from Kessel with their spices, they receive a distress call from a Carillion Corvette. Han and Chewie rescue Princess Leia, Carrie from Smokey and the Bandit, but not Carrie Fisher, from the broken-down ship just as the Emperor, Sheriff Buford T. Justice, and Darth Vader Jr. arrive. Hilarity ensues as the Emperor and Darth chase Han, Chewbacca, and Leia across the galaxy as they attempt to deliver the spices to Jabba back on Tatooine in order to get their smuggler's bounty. It's a long way to go and a short time to get there in a galaxy far, far away.
Awesome.
That was pretty good.
That's a hell of a good mashup there. I like it.
There's so no way that you could come from my loins.
I hope it's a chocolate chip cookie, Daddy. If you want to put these pitches on our Facebook page, please do. We'll read them. I mean, we're not going to do this every week because obviously it tanked.
Yeah.
But that was a good one. So thank you, man. And let's get to making AC/DC Beach.
Junior, when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth.
Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and make it quick. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Much obliged.
That's the scene where he's talking to the bandit. My mom took me to see that in 1978 in the theater when it came out.
It's always been one of my favorites.
Yeah. I'm being 8 years old sitting in the theater watching that. I'm laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
I'm going to barbecue your ass.
You can think about it, but don't do it.
I wish I could do that laugh.
I mean, there's compilations on YouTube of just all the Jackie Gleason lines from that movie. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's, I could watch that shit over and over.
You some bitch.
That's evidence. Put the evidence in the car, Junior.
It's the greatest movie that he was ever in. The Toy? No. Jackie Gleason?
Smoking the Bandit. We're talking about
it. I know.
Yeah, I like Nothing in Common.
You ass.
That's you. Nothing in Common. That's his last movie, right? With Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
It
gets to me.
Yeah.
It gets me. I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't break, and we're not going to break, so.
No?
No, I mean.
Good for you.
We're at 109. I mean, why break now?
This is intense.
Yeah, man.
Just marathoning through it.
So you put here, my sister is having her breast implants removed today.
Yes, she did. She had breast implants taken out today.
And my brother thinks Judd Apatow ruined the teen sex movie genre with too many dicks, not enough tits. I would like you to elaborate on both of those.
It's a new world.
We need to have dick. Yeah, my sister, she had implants put in like 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
These?
Well, yes.
Okay. She obviously doesn't mind this disgust on national airwaves.
She's all right.
She ain't listening.
Yeah, she's not listening. She'll be okay. She had like C's. You know, they were fine. She was proportioned or whatever. And, yeah, she went up to D's, and they ruined her. Just ruined her. One of them busted.
Oh.
Yeah. And so now, and then they made her sick and all this other crap. So, yeah, I just thought that would be good considering that most of these women in these movies that we've been talking about probably have breast implants. So.
Mm-hmm. Not in the 80s.
Yeah, they did. They're the real bad, hard ones.
Yeah, so I'm sure most of them have had to have these fuckers taken out by this point, too. So, but anyway, yeah, she came through it just fine. But my brother, I was telling my brother we were going to do this, and he swears that Judd Apatow has ruined this. And he was naming off different reasons. Like, I was trying to think of the different movies he was saying where there's always so many dicks.
Sarah Marshall movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
That's one of them. Yeah, that's really gross.
I like that, though, because it just showed a normal, regular little guy's dick.
But it was a lot of dick. It was a lot of it. He just feels like he doesn't show enough tits, but but he's very comfortable showing dicks at any moment.
Right.
There'll be a dick just come out.
Oh, hey, look, a dick.
Yeah. I mean, even in as much as I love it, Superbad, the fact that Jonah was obsessed with dicks when he was a child. Mm-hmm. I mean, all those drawings where he drew those pictures of dicks.
How about The Hangover, where you see that? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Dick.
You know, and we didn't talk about this last week. I just want to say for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
And Valentine's Day, which, you know, this kind of was our Valentine's Day show, sort of, or whatever.
Love.
Did you guys see that that new dating website for people that hate shit? It's called Hater Dater. So
I heard about it.
Just hate everything.
Yeah, it's you. You find people by, like, you guys both hate shit. So, like, whatever you hate, that's how you find somebody that you love.
That's fucking brilliant.
That's interesting.
So that's how you connect, by you have, similar shit that you hate.
Gotta hate that shit. That's a new algorithm for finding somebody that you love.
Yeah. You know, that is perfect because my wife and I really do hate the same shit, and it's stuff that everybody else likes.
Now, what kind of hate are we talking about here? I mean, because there's certain things that I don't like very much, certain types of people, and I don't want to, like, before I go typing it in there, Laura, it says things that you hate. I don't want to put anything that might get me in trouble or make me lose my job.
Well, I think if you hate the whites.
Yeah.
I hate white people so much.
There you go.
I think it's disgusting that they're allowed to reproduce. White people are the scourge.
You might find a match.
On the United States.
I agree. I think they should ban them totally.
I think all white people should be put into a rocket and sent to the sun where they will burn in eternal hellfire.
I think you'll be married by the spring.
If I put that
with
on
that attitude,
with
yes.
That attitude, all right.
So you just type that in over there, Hater Dater. Go to Hater Dater.
I'm not typing nothing on here. I don't want nobody knowing what I'm looking at. I'm already married.
Oh shit!
Well, it's perfect.
But I don't hate nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not sure this is really going to work for you.
Except for white people.
Oh fuck!
I hate white people. I hate white people so much I paint myself blue.
Oh, wait, do you like white people music?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm just saying music produced by white people.
No.
All right.
It's god awful.
I don't hate them. I just think they should be horsewhipped and wiped off the face of this earth.
Man, way to reference a 30-year-old Howard Stern joke.
That is cool that you remember that.
I ain't angry with the Jews. I just think they should be horsewhipped and wiped off the face of this earth.
What was that?
Some character that Howard really? Had on the phone, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's like a professor, and he's like, is it true that you don't like Jewish people? And then he said that. He goes, I ain't angry with the Jews.
Hey, speaking of radio, can I praise you for a second?
Oh, please, I'll always accept praise.
The doctrine has been phenomenal.
The doctrine?
Yes.
The Von Hessler doctrine.
Yeah, it's been really good. I've been listening a lot.
Well, thank you.
You were on fire last week.
Yeah.
You brought him. You did some characters I haven't heard in a while.
What you got Monday through Friday, you got the radio on AM 750, 95.5 FM, WSB. You got the 1 hour from 11 to 12. Yeah. Last week we did 9 to noon.
You can tell they're making some headway because the newsmaker guy started making fun of you guys.
What does that mean?
He just decides to make fun of you guys.
What is it? How often does this is the Kimber show that Jeff's talking about, but how often do they make fun of us?
What does he say?
A couple times a week.
Really?
What do they say?
Well, first of all, you're listening to the Kimmer?
What's on at a different time?
Oh, well, yeah. Like, sometimes I'll listen to the Kimmer over lunch, and then, like, when I go back to work, I'll try and watch the
Digital Doctrine?
The Digital Doctrine on my phone or on my computer.
Which, by the way, is the second half of the show. Right. It's live from 12 to 1 on Facebook Live, and then we combine them both, and there's a podcast. But anyway, what do they say?
I can't remember specifics, but they say... They basically say, like, you have, like, 7 people in the studio talking over each other.
Which isn't true.
Nah,
no.
They're exaggerating, of course.
Yeah.
But Eric has been great, man. I mean, just talking about the news and get, you know, his rants. I mean, does he sit there and write a lot of stuff down?
He has notes, but a lot of it is off the top of his head. I mean, not really off the top, but he knows what he's going to say.
You can tell that, and he's just getting more clearer and clearer about the things that he's trying to convey.
Yeah.
very well.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
and
I
it's
have to agree.
He's been riveting. I've been listening to him, and it's been like Jesus. He's getting really good.
I like that you can piss off everybody. You can piss off the people who hate Trump, and you can piss off the people that love Trump.
Yeah,
and that is
how I like how he says that. How he keeps saying, "I'm going to call it as I see it.
Yes.
You're either going to like it or you're not, but I'm not going to bullshit you." You
know? I mean, Eric, I always loved Eric, you know, back in the day on The Regular Guys. He's just sane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as like, I never felt that he was one way or the other on anything. It was just whatever he thought, and it had nothing to do with the political affiliation at all.
And he
all.
Tries to find the humor in things and allow the humor to expand and grow.
Right.
Which we can get away with more, you know, free form stuff on the doctrines. Right. I mean the podcast side.
Yeah,
but
I do like though how you only have the hour, which you know it does suck for now, but that it's only an hour.
Here's why it doesn't.
However,
though.
It's probably going to be what I'm going to say is he gets right into it.
He gets right into it,
and it's just like let's talk about this and this and this and let's just do it.
And it forces me to be concise. And if I don't feel, if I get a kernel of an idea. Of a joke or something to go with the topic. If I don't think it's going to go, I don't interrupt because if I don't have anything, why derail it with a dumb joke? I did that a lot on the Regular Guys show.
Yeah.
Or I'd throw things out maybe on the last show, not the Regular Guys, but the one in between then and now, where I would throw stuff out and the people wouldn't get what I was talking about, mm-hmm. even though the audience would.
Right.
Those people wouldn't get it.
Tumbleweeds in the studio, though. Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Crickets.
I mean, you're playing off of nothing.
Like you're just, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the time.
That's so much fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, you don't waste words when you have, when you're in that situation. Yeah. So, well, thanks, Ira.
And WSB, I mean, they're obviously digging it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I started listening, I was listening to you guys live mm-hmm. at 11, but then when you started, you know, then later in... I said, fuck it. I'm just going to listen to the whole thing.
Then when I get
in
my car at 1 o'clock when the show's over, I listen to Rush Limbaugh on the way over to the bar.
I mean, look, there's a lot of commercials.
So I know there's a lot of commercials. We got to go right. Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries. Listen.
Those are good as hell.
They take fresh strawberries, and they're grown in California or Florida. And then they dip them in various types of chocolate. And why would you waste time?
Rush, do we need to call an ambulance? Are you good?
What I like to do is I get a big thing of Sherry's Berries, and then I roll around naked on my Bowlin Branch sheets.
Steph, I
thought they dipped him in OxyContin, and then they dipped him in chocolate.
You scoop the strawberry out, and then you fill it with
I am not addicted to painkillers. See, this is what the drive-by media wants you to believe. They want you to believe that I'm a drug addict, and I'm not a drug addict. But they want you to believe all sorts of things. Kellyanne Conway did not go rogue. And the drive-by media.
I like my Rush. It doesn't sound like old Rush. It sounds like...
He sounds like him now. And I'm telling you that...
Half Alec Jones, half Rush.
I'm telling you now that people come to me and they say Rush. And a lot of times these people just go blah, 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 blah.
It's that golden microphone. There's like, must be some kind of chemical.
Oh, hell yeah.
Getting into his throat and mm-hmm. fucking it all up.
Actually, I do other...
Imus.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm not doing too good. I mean, people don't really talk about me. I'm on the air still. You can hear me in Atlanta. I'm on some station. I think it's like 13.5. I don't know. 11.60? I don't know. 5 minutes past
five. I have
five.
No idea. Aren't you on some ranch somewhere wearing a cowboy hat?
Well, Fred, I think Fred died. I don't know. So we got the Randy Moore. And, we got the Buffalo Chips, Fred's Buffalo Chips, and you can buy the books here.
Hey, do you know your friend Mad Cow? Is he around?
Mad Cow. I don't know how to do Mad Cow.
I thought you could do Mad Cow.
I haven't heard his voice in long enough time. Who are the radio people? There's Larry Elder.
Wasn't that... Burr, 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 burr.
Mad Cow's got it. Talks like this. And he got to go... I mean, but that's his cadence.
He's, right.
I'm going to tell you right now that I like Howard Stern. Blah, 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 blah.
That's Mad Cow? Who's the guy that's like... Burr, 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 burr.
Camera?
No.
Hey! Oh! Let's see who's on the newsmaker line. Oh, God. Johnny Carson. The newsmaker line. Anybody that's not dead.
Well, you hear those guys on The Doctrine, did you?
Yeah.
The newsmaker guys, like those guys. Trump is terrible.
Mine isn't that great.
No, you do way better Trump than he does. I don't know. His Trump sounds like Jay Leno or something.
Yeah, he's Donald that's Trump. Really awful. Hey, man.
Yeah, hey, buddy, you got time to. He has time to sit and write his jokes.
Right.
I never get to listen to you because I'm at work, so.
Well, you could bring it up on the fucking computer.
I share an office with
don't
my coworker.
Don't you eat lunch in the closet? Can't, you could pull it up on... Oh, you don't have Facebook.
Well, never I don't. Mind.
You know, they have
know.
These little like earbuds now that are like barely detectable.
I have my earbuds. I share an office with my coworker, and we listen to music together on our little emoji poo
Star 94.
Bluetooth speaker. No, we don't listen to Star 94.
Run the Jewels tape and
listen to Run
Tim.
The Jewels. We listen to Schoolboy Q. We listen to
who?
Killer. Yeah. Schoolboy exactly. Q. Yes. We listen to like all of our rap and hip hop
music. Lil Yachty.
No Chance the
Lil
Rapper.
Yachty. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. No, we don't listen to Lil Yachty. That's horrible.
You lost me. Future?
We listen to Future sometimes. We listen to Migos.
Our old friend who's a realtor who used to help Jeff and I, still helps Jeff find places to live, her niece is in a Future video.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is she clothed?
Mostly.
Oh, okay.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
She plays, you know, a thought.
Relatively. Oh.
T-H-O-T.
Thought.
She told me the other day, she goes, yeah, she's in this a Future video. And I said, oh, Future, let me Google that. And I found the video. Like,
okay.
You know what Future's trap.
Yeah, the episode of Noisy last week was in Atlanta, and it was all about the
No,
it was all about trap music.
Why is it just called mumble?
Well, it's called trap music because of what it is. I mean, trap music came from
Bailey
the trap.
Bailey J sings.
Well, not that kind of trap.
You don't even understand what it is.
It's a trap.
It's about selling drugs out of the trap house. Okay, so
yeah,
that's why it's called
trap
music.
House?
A trap
house. But why is it so mumbly?
I don't know why it's not all so mumbly.
When
it is.
Drugs.
Have you listened to Migos? Migos is not mumbly.
Are you fucking kidding? I don't know what
raindrops.
These people are.
Drop tops.
Yeah.
Fucking on your bitch. You know, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, why can't you? Whatever happened to okay. Hey, I woke up this morning and had some cereal, and then I went to my job, and then I came home, and I had some dinner.
You. I can't help you, Tim. You guys don't have the same experience. You didn't go to a school where they drug linoleum out in fourth grade and people break danced at lunchtime.
No, I did.
Did you?
But we were in the suburbs, and we were white.
Well, I wasn't, and they weren't.
He had Alfonso Ribeiro's breaking board.
I did.
You did have Alfonso Ribeiro's breaking board? All for under $20.
Somebody did, yes. Somebody did have that.
God.
Holy shit, you're bringing back some memories for me.
I had Teen Steam.
Ooh.
The good workout tape.
Teen Steam.
You know who that was, right?
No.
Jeff, who was that?
Tracy Lawrence.
No.
Samantha Fox.
No, Teen Steam. Samantha. The girl from Who's the Boss?
Oh, Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, she had the Teen Steam.
I remember that.
I didn't have that.
Angela.
I had a roommate in college who had the Teen Steam.
Didn't you used to jerk off to this?
No. I never got into her.
I could have sworn.
Alyssa Milano?
No, but I thought.
When she was in that vampire movie, you like stayed home from school like for a week straight. When that movie
came out after I graduated from college.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like there was some sort of a story about you baiting to this something.
So what's your staff pick this week?
What's
your staff pick this week, Stephanie?
My staff pick this week.
Dick pick.
Yeah. We talked about it last week. Me and Jeff were like, oh, make sure you watch Detroiters. Well, we both watched Detroiters. And it is so funny, right, what Jeff?
Is it? Yeah, it's hilarious.
Hilarious on Comedy Central. Oh, my God. It is so funny.
Okay.
Talk about like a feel-good show. It is really, it's completely set in Detroit, and it's about these two guys, and it's absurd. And the one guy, I love him, Sam Richardson from Veep. He plays one of the goofballs on Veep, which you guys refuse to watch, and I just want to smack your faces.
All
you
right,
will not
all
watch
right,
Veep.
All right.
I'll watch it. Who's got time for all this
I'm
shit?
Sorry, Richard Spleet from Veep. He's the one who's on Veep. But anyway, so they play two advertising guys in Detroit, and and the one guy's dad, he used to own the advertising agency, and he went crazy, and so nothing has changed. It's still like from the 70s, the decor, everything, and now all they can get is like, you know, hot tub ads and shit like that run at midnight and everything.
Okay.
So in the opening episode, they're trying to get a Chrysler ad. So Jason Sudeikis, he's a producer of the show. He's at a restaurant, and they come in and just try and pretend like they were eating at this fancy restaurant. They put stains on their ties and everything and act like, and so they try and pitch him and get a meeting, and he pretends like he's going to give him a meeting, but he doesn't. Anyway. But it's
but
a funny show.
It's really absurd, too. That's what I like.
Very, very
it.
Absurd. It reminds me a lot of a show that only had one season. It was one of the funniest shows ever, called Big Time in Hollywood, Florida, that was on Comedy Central. If you've never seen the show, it was so good. It was on for season before last. It had Cuba Gooding Jr. on it.
Are either of these shows better than the Santa Clarita Diet?
100%. Oh, okay. My God. Without a doubt.
I like Santa Clarita
Diet. A lot of people like it.
I couldn't
it.
Get past the first episode.
I couldn't either, but apparently a lot of people like it.
I love Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, I love Oliphant.
I do, too.
But I can't go with him on this journey.
I just hate Drew Barrymore. I hate her so much, I can't.
I don't hate her.
I can't stand her.
She's okay. Drew Barrymore.
This I think you would like.
Okay.
So try.
Yeah, watch Detroiters.
Please watch Detroiters.
I'll give it a shot.
I really want it to do well. It's that good. It really is that good. And then my side pick is, and which I hope it is good, is February 19th, Pete Holmes' show Crashing premieres on HBO, which looks like it's going to be good. And it kind of chronicles him, a past him, when he was younger.
I saw a trailer for it. It looks good.
Yeah, and it was like his wife cheats on him, so he goes to New York to start his comedy career, and he's crashing on people's couches while he's doing stand-up. And there's so many huge people that appear in it. Sarah Silverman, blah, 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 blah. You name it, they're all in it. So I'm hoping it's going to be good. But anyway.
Cool.
I bet that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Crashing.
My pick is Comic Book Man. Just came back with The Walking Dead, the second half of the Comic Book Man season.
Jeff really likes Kevin Smith. He loves him. You love him.
Yes.
But yeah, it's on at midnight after the Walking Dead, Talking Dead, and the repeat of The Walking Dead. Then watch Comic Book Man.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, that was my only pick for this week.
I always got like seven of them.
I put three on there.
How many podcasts have you been listening to?
Go ahead, Ira.
First of all, wait, did you guys watch the CNN comedy thing?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it good? Because I didn't watch it yet.
It was all right. Good. I liked it.
It was all right?
I didn't like it as much as Jeff.
Why?
Too segmented.
Meaning jump back and good. Forth between shit? Or?
They covered a lot in one episode.
Yeah.
That they could have covered more if they had pulled it out.
Tim wanted one episode to be just about burlesque and vaudeville, and then get into like...
Oh, you want like a chronological thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess it would make sense.
And I'm not really... Lenny Bruce, I appreciate Lenny Bruce's contribution to stand-up comedy.
I've never left
comedy
my ass off watching Lenny
Never Bruce. Really no. thought he was anything funny. But then again, he exists in one era where that kind of shit was funny in the 50s. He had good rhythm.
But he paved the way for Carlin and Pryor.
That's what they say.
All that stuff. That's why they got to lead with that.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with silent movies. It paved the way for talkies, but I don't watch silent movies.
But the other thing is that they have, now they have, you'd watch a documentary like this that came out and say it came out in the 90s or the late 80s. You had people from that era talking about it. Now you have people from our generation and younger talking about stuff like, who's that female Asian comedian who was just completely offensive and not funny?
Yeah, I forgot what her name is.
That Cobra chick.
Wong, Ali Wong.
Yeah, yes, Wong, not funny, just filthy.
Yeah.
And not funny. Sarah Silverman is mostly funny. I mean,
I agree.
Particularly care for her.
Ali Wong's gross.
But Sarah Silverman can craft a joke and doesn't have to be dirty to make it funny.
Right.
But this, she's talking about her miscarriage and she made her husband watch it in the toilet. And that's not
really?
Funny. It's not comedy. No. It's stupid.
Yeah, but some people love it.
Thinks
it's hilarious. I know. I've heard
a lot
of people
say,
her
in an interview,
so
and it turned me off. I was like, ugh, I don't like this chick.
No. But it was cool to see certain things that you don't normally see. I mean, it's with CNN documentaries, they play up the, how important things are. You know, this was an important turning point. It's just comedy. But I did like seeing Gilbert and everybody, Bobcat, everybody looking old, which means we're old.
Did you see the promo that they had that they kept pushing on Facebook where it was Kinison in the Scream painting?
Yeah.
And it was two guys standing in front of him pressing the, it was,
You know, they had to, they would delete or beep out the word or silence out the word dick, but not the word pussy.
Really?
And in the context of what they of how pussy is used. So it was weird. And then at the end of it, they go to CNN.
Yeah, if you watch CNN
go
on
live.
The app, you can watch it on
uncensored.
Oh, but not you're being A, but that it's A?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But they said they didn't bleep out when they spelled it. They said you could say F-U-C-K.
Right.
But you couldn't say fuck.
Mark Maron was really good in this. And at the end, who did they have a lot on a lot at the end? They really... Oh, they talk about Carlin, the seven dirty words. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. And tits doesn't even belong on the list, man. It sounds like a snack. Yes, I know it is a snack, but I don't mean your sexist snack. I mean new cheese tits.
Tits.
Corn tits, tater tits, pizza tits. Anyway, what else?
All right. Well, my picks were this Red Oaks show on Amazon.
God, I gotta get a Fire Stick. No, I have Amazon Prime. I need to get
Sneaky Pete, too.
I gotta get a Fire Stick.
Yeah.
just
there's well, no I watched Goliath, and that was great. You know, I finished that, so I started watching this Red Oaks.
Red Oaks looks good.
Yeah, it's kind of half Caddyshack, half Dazed and Confused, half just kind of. But
who's in it?
You mean a third?
Well, Paul Reiser's in it.
Don't make him do the real math.
Oh, okay.
The what?
You said it's half this, and half.
Well,
that.
No, I was thinking of something else. Oh yeah,
140%. Paul Reiser.
It's a third this. Paul Reiser's kind of like the heavy. It's all based around this Red Oaks Country Club, and it's a bunch of like Jewish kids that work there, and it's 1985 in New Jersey, so it's right up my alley.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And most of the kids that are on there act exactly like the kids I went to Hebrew school with and look like them too. But Paul Reiser's like the guy that owns the country club, and he's a real dick, and he's so good at that.
Oh yeah. Know?
And then the kid's dad, oh shit, what is his name now? You would know him. You would know the guy, but he's
Richard Kind.
Richard Kind, that's it.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, great show. It's been funny. I'm about four episodes in and I'm digging it. But it's only like, I think it's a half hour show. So.
Red Oaks.
Yeah, it's fun. And then I put a movie called Margin Call. You know, it's from 2011. It's also on Amazon. The only reason I watched it is because I'm a big fan of that director, J.C. Chandler, who did A Most Violent Year.
Mm-hmm.
And Viggo. Huh?
Wasn't Viggo in that?
No, Oscar Isaac.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I'm obsessed with that movie. And everybody was like, well, you got to watch Margin Call. And it's basically like The Big Short. Mm-hmm. Same subject matter.
Yeah.
Not as flashy as The Big Short.
Probably better.
It's just his movies, all of his movies are very real, and the acting is incredible. Great cast, Kevin Spacey, Jeremy Irons, Demi Moore, the kid who plays Spock in the new...
Zachary Quinto.
Right. Good movie. Check it out. Margin Call. And then, all right, one more. I'm quick.
Okay.
A podcast called Mob Shot.
Okay.
My buddy Reese turned me on to this. That's the guy that's on Contractor's Corner.
The Contractor's Corner.
Yeah.
And it's just this guy who was a mafia guy, you know, real guy, named Vince Chachi. And normally I'm not a fan of podcasts where it's just a
Ira
guy
loves
talking.
Chachi.
Yeah.
Ira loves Chachi. I do. I got into it. Reese was like, dude, just please. Just
so is it about the modern mafia or is it about the old days?
No, this is way old. He's...
Okay.
It's just him telling a story, which... Normally, I don't like podcasts where it's just one guy talking. It bores the shit out of me.
Okay.
This guy is a good storyteller, and he's not too over the top. Yeah, this fucking guy.
Right, right.
He's not like that. He's
Gabagoo.
And he talks a lot about being in jail and how it was. You don't hear, you know, when you're watching all the mob stuff, you don't hear too much about jail life,
no.
Really.
Right.
And he goes into a lot of that, and it's
don't
super
cut those. Don't cut the onion. No, I didn't cut them too thick.
Just reasonably.
It just melt right in the pot. Yeah. It's interesting. So that's called Mob Shot. You can find that anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right. And mine this week is a show called Imposters, which is on Bravo.
I've been seeing a lot of commercials for it.
Caitlin and I occasionally just find a new show, and so let's see if we like this. We did that with Legion. 10 minutes into it, she went, "I'm going to bed."
I did the same thing.
I loved it.
I watched most of it.
Oh,
the very end was the best part.
The very end was the best part.
I didn't see it.
I'm not going to ruin it
okay,
for you.
Okay, good.
It. But the build-up, I thought it was cool. Visually, acting's good. The build-up is good. It was good. I liked it.
There's
okay.
only one so far, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. It's on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
But this Imposters is a black comedy. Yeah, no, that doesn't mean it has black
it's
people in it.
American
I mean, it's a dark comedy.
Oh, okay.
It says black comedy on Wikipedia. Anyway, it's on the Bravo cable network. It's a series that follows a con artist named Maddie, played by Inbar Levy, who gets involved in relationships with men and women before leaving them used and robbed of everything, including their hearts. So the show kicks off with her leaving her the buildup and everything, falling in love, and then leaving her the most recent victim of her scam. And... It's a pretty interesting show. And then the guy, you see how the people that she scammed in the past come together and try to track her down. Let's see, who are the, there's an aunt on this, Aunt Sally or something. It's Catherine Lanaza. I think she was the chicken, Longmire. No, who's the chick? the older woman that was in love with Longmire. You know who I'm talking about, Jeff?
Yeah.
Who was also the cop?
The blonde. No, yeah. She's the chick that liked... no, that's Starbuck.
Oh.
Well, I can't find it because I'm a...
Son of a bee.
Uma Thurman is on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she plays a character on the show. And basically, it's about scam artists.
Yeah.
This sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Uma was back on the small screen.
Yeah. Yeah, Uma.
I'll give it a shot.
What else is she doing?
I like Uma.
And she was on Longmire. Catherine Lanasa.
Catherine Lanasa on Longmire. Right. Yeah, she was the blonde that was in love with him. So that's my recommendation. And now I'm going to read from a list of people who take it.
Sorry.
These are the people that support us. And we're going to kick it off. These are our Patreon patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/Tim Andrews, okay? So thank you very much to Beth
Van. / Paul Stanley.
I'm not doing Paul Stanley. You want me to do Paul Stanley? Okay.
Who were you doing if that
was
I don't
like know. Paul just Stanley's little brother.
It's Paul Stanley's little brother, John. John Stanley.
John Stanley.
But no, this is Paul. And these are the people who donate to whatever your thing is. Beth Van Elswick.
Yes.
Luke Caniglio. Caniglio. Luke. Yes. Luke Caniglio.
Yes. He's
Joshua Schiffer.
I like that.
Matt Hall. David C. Funk.
Love
Wendy
him.
Muller.
She's great.
Matt Carter.
I like him.
Jonathan Wilson.
Good guy.
Eric Malstrom.
You know.
Colin Oman. Matt Sinaglia. Must be. You got a lot of Italians.
One of the best.
Love him.
Got lots of Italians. Amber Gilpatrick.
She's great.
Yeah, Amber.
She's Irish, I think. Yes. Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb. He must be from Greece.
Guy.
Jose Perales.
Tiki sauce.
And a guy named Trent, who doesn't have a last name for some reason.
Trent. Yes, Trent. I like one name guys.
Well, you know, I'm Paul. Paul Stanley.
Right, right.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you all for listening to. I keep thinking this mouse works with this laptop, but it doesn't. It works with the desktop up there.
I keep wondering why stuff's going on the screen.
Yeah,
up
and I'm like, why isn't this working?
The
only the giver. I'm the funniest radio show in Atlanta. Only the giver.
Next week we're having the guy from Banjo Coffee back.
Yeah, why are we having him back?
They're opening that restaurant in. What's the name of that town? Where's Palookaville?
Avondale State. I thought they already had a place open to get growlers and food.
They do have that place.
And where is that place?
We'll find out next week.
All right. Is he going to bring us food and coffee?
I don't know. I'm going to warn him about the ramp and stair situation.
I'm sure he won't care about that as much as some of the other people on this show.
He wants to warn the whole world about the ramp and stair situation.
Yes.
I don't want to see him carrying a whole big thing of Banjo Coffees down those ramps.
Boy, you're going to be upset after the show.
Why? Because you... You're not going
to
give me a ride to my
car? No, I'll give you a fucking ride to your car. I'm just joshing you. I'm just your brother in you. Jeff's brother's name is Josh.
Oh.
He has a podcast,
that was inside.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
I'll plug his podcast.
It's called Radio Maze.
It's called TV Maze.
Is it about
Maze?
Corn?
It's about corn, yeah. Sorry. Radio Maze. It's about corn. Corn maze. Hey, everybody. Yeah, so that's coming up. And then we have another guest coming up, or can we not announce that yet?
Chris Kelly, Casper Kelly, wants to come in. We haven't set a firm date yet, but it might be like coming up very soon.
Okay, great. Now, if you don't know who that is,
is he? That's the guy from Too Many Cooks.
Too Many Cooks.
Yeah.
Too Many Cooks. And among other things.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys for listening. Ira, glad you could make it this week. Hopefully you can come back again real soon.
Thanks for having me.
And can I say one thing?
Yeah.
No, okay. Steph, you cannot say anything.
Oh, the dog-hating dildo that lives next door to the shelter.
Yeah.
They had to move the meeting. So it's going to be March 2nd.
Okay.
At the Forsyth County Commissioner's Office at 5 o'clock. So if you could come out and just show support, March 2nd, 5 o'clock, Forsyth County Commissioner's Office. Show this douchebag. He sucks, and we rule, and let the dogs come outside to play Monday through Friday. That would be great. Thank you, guys.
I'm down with that. That would be great.
It would be so awesome.
Fantastic.
Do it. Do
yes.
it. Fucking
yes.
do it. All right.
Let the dogs out.
Let them out.
Ooh, let the dogs out.
Steph.
Well, they're really getting, they're getting antsy, guys.
Okay.
They're getting antsy.
All right. Listen, hey, we will talk to you next week, okay?
Yes.
Ira, I would like it sometime if you would come back, okay?
I will come back.
Please come back again. You contribute
next
a lot.
Next time your Thank kids you. Have a lot of homework that they need help with, you
yes.
just walk out the door and say, I'm sorry, I got to go do radio.
All right. Until next week, please remember to
keep it Kevin.
Two Faces Radio.